Deadlines, exams, constant pressure. Stress can feel like it's everywhere. But staying calm doesn't have to be impossible. Really Calm can help relieve feelings of stress by inducing a relaxing effect without drowsiness. Fast acting within 30 minutes. It's calm when you need it most. Stay calm. Stay you. Choose Really Calm because your peace of mind matters. Visit reallycalm.co.za for more.
What's up, it's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the past 18. Thank you, okay, now,
yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. Oh, another Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 another Zulu girl. Yeah, another Zulu girl. Yeah, I say, yeah.
Yo, what up, this is Questa. Thank God.
All the stars. This is Majiba's Radio.
Hey, what's up, what's poppin', what's good, everybody? It's the Chris Grimm Clavini, your girl, Bentley, and of course, I'm never alone.
She's here with your girl, Esme, the one and only Cruzco. I've got to get to ever do it like me, otherwise known as Diego the Big Don Dada, in and around these streets. And we live, baby. What's live. Good?
Everything's good.
Okay. Is it?
No.
No, it hasn't been good. I'm
it
not going to lie.
It's not been good, guys. See, I pretend to shame.
Speaking of which, I want to know, how has your week been and what three songs kept you going this past week?
You're going to laugh.
I'm already.
All right. Well, my week wasn't bad. Actually, it was pretty chill. I've just been, like, studying. Mm. But yeah, deep. But, like, the first three songs that kept me up, okay. You know, we start off nicely Monday morning. I listen to gospel.
Okay, actually. Nice.
Fill Me Up by Tasha Cobbs.
Cobbs, yes.
Yes. And then we had Dead by Cardi B.
Oh,
and, Summer Walker.
Yes.
Yes. And then I've also, the song's been stuck in my head for a while. Helen Beck by Summer Walker as well, and Baker.
Yes. Oh, that's actually okay. Why did you think I'd laugh at that? That's actually a solid
songs,
top three.
It's okay.
It's
been stuck
okay.
in my head. Eh? I've been listening to it on repeat.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sure my housemates are tired of
it. Nah, but those are good songs. I am not finna hear.
That's not it. How's your week? What songs kept you?
My week was stressful. Okay, so firstly, we had a funeral, so I had to, like, travel all the way to Free State.
Yeah, so that you went home.
Yes, and then from Free State, I had to go to Joburg.
Yeah.
And then the Tuesday, last week Tuesday, yes, I traveled two times. Yo, I had two long distance trips in one day, so it was tiring, because then I arrived on my birthday and it's like, I'm not gonna sleep, like, come on
now. Going out,
why would I do that to myself? Okay. So yeah, and then Tuesday was just maintenance week. Yeah, so okay, Tuesday was basically from Joburg to Ifis, from Ifis to PE. Then Wednesday I arrived, did a bit of maintenance and did lashes for the first time. Mm. I'm looking like flutter, I got to
go. She's looking gorgeous. Okay.
Thank you. I'm actually loving the new look. And then three songs that kept me going. Okay, wait, sorry, I didn't even answer the question. How was the week? Tiring, but also really good. Yes, so number one was definitely Happy Birthday by Mac Miller. I listen to that song every year because it low-key is a sad song.
It's a birthday,
but I really
girl.
Like that song because the birthday songs that are out now. Please.
I think, like, every birthday song that I play is something, so it's happy.
Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. The one that I'm sick and tired of is that Happy Birthday.
Oh my goodness, no. It's not even up there, like, when
right?
you happy birthday.
And then secondly, number two, we had Erin May with Let Go. Mm-hmm. And then number three, Unhinged by Masego.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice.
Thank you.
Speaking of top three songs, we're going to jump straight into our top 10. Top 10 hit songs that have taken the Madiba's community by storm.
Yes, ma'am.
Obviously, we will post these on our social media on Saturday. So just stay tuned right there by Madiba's Radio there by Instagram. All right, today at number 10, we have Cardi B's Magnet.
My favorite.
Just rub my feet together. Snowflake, bitch. Whose spot is you taking? My spot forever, ho.
I'm like a Dalmatian. I love that song so much. Makes me feel like a baddie every single time. Because I listen to the song every day. Mm. Every day I have to listen to the song.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have Fool Me Too by Calvin Momo. So like, just stay tuned there.
Oh, Nanette has such a beautiful voice. I love her so much.
And then we have Kilimanjaro by featuring Justin 99.
Okay, this is not... No, wait, wasn't this the song where there was this trend? This trend, wait, they did like the eyeball thingy.
Yeah.
And then it looked like you were possessed when you're doing the dance. Now I've seen videos resurfacing saying like, guys, what were we on that year? Because who a lot thought of that was a good dance move?
I saw this video and this guy was like, guys, a lot has happened. Like last year we were looking for George's shoe. Hey, like, hey. Who moved on so quickly? Like, guys,
there's literally everything everywhere. In
And then we've got Gunna with Proud of Them. And then we've got Strata by Major League. Right? And then, of course, we've got the Queen of Amapiano, Waribusa, by Uncle Waffles. And then we have Gunna, One of One. See the reflection. I'm a bitch dressed at the mat. The way her dress, I know how to dress. Turn the jewel to a flex. Bitch, look at the chick. I poke up. And then we have Lefty, Nasty C, and Blackie. And then we have Amige by Tyler ICU. Featuring UDJ Maporisa. And Nandi for 808.
Solid. Solid playlist. I love the fact that, like, it's giving throwback.
Yeah.
Because these are banger. They're like a couple of banger songs that are on this playlist. Shout out to the Madiba's community, guys. Thank you guys so, so much. What a beautiful playlist. We will definitely be jamming to this next week. Next week. I'm really intrigued, but wow. I love
in the week after the because we're very close to December.
Exactly. Feel like you guys are preparing us now.
For that playlist. It's about that time.
Yes.
We need to lock in.
True.
Hey, 1 week or 1 year.
Yo!
It's your Yavi. Oh.
Yes, that is the motivation I need.
One week or 1 year, guys. Yo! I saw my emails yesterday.
Yes.
And they were just saying, guys, DPs are coming out by Monday. And I'm like, yo, DP.
You know, you can actually check on Funda.
Really?
Yeah.
But they haven't released them.
I checked.
Okay. They haven't because with this one module, I had a practical thing So I think this week, so it's supposed to come out soon. So they haven't counted that. And then with the other one, I think they made a mistake. Accounting, they're like, yeah, if your DP doesn't show, you don't qualify.
Oh.
And with accounting, they don't care if your mark is above 40%.
Okay.
If you don't hand in your assignments, if you don't attend your TATs, you don't qualify.
You guys are running a strict program over there, I must say.
Ma'am. But they give you like 3 chances. So if you miss 3 of those classes, then you really don't attend.
Yeah.
So, anyways, let me not stress you guys out. I'm here to give
you guys. I'm already stressed on your behalf, ma'am. Did you go to all them tarts?
I only skipped one, so I'm safe.
Okay.
I made sure.
I hope so.
I made sure.
But yeah, as you know, we are steadfast approaching exam season.
Yeah.
And we just thought, no, man, let's talk about tips.
Let's share study tips.
Yeah.
One thing I like to do. I'm a planner.
Okay.
So I have like a whole list of Monday we're doing this, Tuesday we're doing this, I should be done with this topic. And it stresses me out because if I don't finish it now, I'm like, yo, I'm so behind.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're at university or in matric. I know matrics have also started.
Yes, with finals.
Yeah. So you need to understand at this point in time, not memorize, right?
Yes.
So obviously start with planning. Write down the topics you need to, like, get done, map out your syllabus, identify your key themes, prioritize topics that carry more marks, like your long questions, you know, and create a study plan and achieve your goals each and every day or each and every week.
I feel like this tip for me, because I know I'm not one to stick to the script like that. How ironic, but... Because it just makes me feel like a failure if I don't achieve what I need to achieve that day. So if I'm like, I'm going to study like 5 chapters today and then I only get to cover 2 because that's the energy I have for today. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I don't want to do this. I failed.
For me, it's the same. Like, but sometimes I'll like write down, like, okay, I want to do 3 modules today, like a topic each. And I'm like, okay, I don't know where to start with maybe stats or I don't know where to start with eco. And I'm stressed and I'm like... But, like, for me, the trick is just to start, and however far I get, that's it.
Okay.
So, I don't write down the topics anymore. I just write down the module itself. And I'm like, I'm just going to do this for 4 hours or 2 hours and see how far I get or how I feel after. If I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. Sorry.
Okay, fair. Yeah, because naps, I've also started doing that, where it's like, I'm not forcing myself anymore. If I can't push myself to do it, then I'm just going to take my 1 hour nap and I'll get back into it. And I feel so fresh when I get back into it. So, yes, don't underestimate naps. Please, please. But thank you so much for that tip. I would say... You should also master active learning, right? Mm. So this is basically the part where you replace passive reading with active engagement, right? This is where you summarize your concepts in your own words. And you basically teach them to yourself, like play teacher with yourself, you know? I would suggest getting yourself a whiteboard. I got that for myself because I am an active... I use the study method where I like to just... stand there and teach myself the concepts. You can teach them to a friend, you can teach them to yourself if you're comfortable with that. Read them out loud so you can hear them. Hear the notes that you made. And then you lastly want to link the theories to real world examples. So make practical examples for yourself where you're like, I can't think of one right now. My brain is fried. But
for me, Nim, the teaching thing doesn't necessarily work for me. I can say it out loud, but teaching myself is insane. And another, you see, my downfall is I'll study for something now and I need to rewrite it when I study again. So that's just me.
What if I
just cram, I guess. I don't think
she's cramming. The CPF method.
It's not even the CPF method because I will remember it.
Okay.
But I just need to rewrite it just to make sure it sticks.
So what about like with flashcards?
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work for you either.
It's gonna stress me out.
Okay. What do you have a tip number 3 for us?
Yeah, I get past papers, so I analyze my past papers. I analyze marking schemes. So there's always a pattern. They like repeating questions.
Yes,
like they'll take from your semester 1 test, your semester 2 test, and then they'll put maybe like 5 questions each there. So cram, okay, not cram, but like know how they're going to ask the questions so that you know how to answer. So go through those exam papers. Another thing that I realized in eco this semester is that they didn't give us question papers, they gave us long questions.
Okay.
And it was a multiple choice paper. Mm-hmm. But having those long questions made it much more easier for me to answer the multiple choice. So I think just that, like, learn past papers so that you can understand. So it's not about cramming, it's about understanding the work itself.
Yes. And also what I'd like to add is that when you start studying for exams, don't go to chapter one, and because you're not gonna finish, rather study your assignments and your tests. Yes, that helps a lot. That is something I actually clocked like this year, and I'm in my final year, and I was like, wow, I've been doing this wrong all my life, like since high school, since primary school. I would like, yo, because I don't like studying in advance like that, you know?
Okay. I'm the other way around.
Oh, yes.
I went to papers first before the content.
Yes.
And then it hit me in an exam where there was this, like, theory question. Because in accounting, I don't really focus on theory. I focus on the work itself. And then I realized that if I had just gone... So the next time I studied, I went through the theory first. And I was like, this work has been here the whole time.
Yeah.
So... now I go through the work itself and then the past paper. I don't know. It helps me have a better understanding. I think we just have different...
Yeah, no, definitely. I know myself, man. I don't like to sit for hours. And I have a very short attention span. And I'm not sure whoever said what in chapter one is going to be important, because they only want... Because with me... it's mainly theory-based, so I don't really have practicals like that.
So for you, it's like just revision... Like
yes, so basically I need to revise my assignments. That's the cheat code to it. That helps a lot. Because, there were times where I drowned. Okay, so another thing I would say is to build strong exam essays, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, problem-solving frameworks. So, you know, for essay exams... like myself, like the ones that I usually get, you need to use clear structures, basically. So you know you have to have an introduction. Then you have to have your body. This is where you add your argument. Then you have to have your conclusion. So you would want to integrate scholarly sources and critical viewpoints in those essays. So, you know, citing from... Don't really... Okay, they with us, they don't advise us to... reference or cite other sources or scholarly sources, because you might get it wrong in the test. So basically just say, okay, this person said this.
Yeah.
Just try to paraphrase, but that is low-key citing. But, you know, that's the gist of it. And then for technical or problem-based essay exams, show all steps of reasoning clearly, even if you're unsure of the final answer.
Yes. So... just to go back to my stats paper.
Okay.
I didn't understand the question itself, but I understood how to get to the answer. Okay, no, not how to get to the answer. I just understood which formula to use. And I did the formula. Even though my answer was wrong, I got the marks I needed.
Yes.
So put that reasoning there, guys.
And like, don't skip.
Put the proof. Don't skip questions. You see, the skipping questions, do not skip questions. Because you don't know... if your mind remembers what you don't. Also, take care of your body and your mind. Please sleep. Please, 5 to 8 hours of sleep. Drink your water. I tend to drink Red Bull and not water. But drink your water. Go for walks. Like, I go for, like, maybe... I'll stand outside for 5 minutes, you know, and, like, get the sun, get fresh air, and then go back and sit down if I feel like, yo, this is a lot. So do that. Give yourself study breaks. And when you're taking a break, don't scroll on TikTok. Girl. Don't watch a Netflix series. Okay, I study with the Netflix series playing in the background. Don't judge me. It's the musical series, but do not... scroll on TikTok when you're taking that 5-10 minute break. Rather go eat something healthy. Rather go stand outside. Rather write something, you know, get your mind off of things. Because the minute you do this, your mind is still working. You're still thinking. So it's not really resting. Have you noticed, like, when you scroll on TikTok, you go back to work and you're like, yo.
You're like, I don't have tired. The energy for it. Yeah. Yes.
Because your mind is still thinking, still working. If you go to the gym, like, some
of my goodness. Period.
Go to the gym. It helps. Okay, not even the gym, but, like, go for a walk. Like I said, go to the beach. We live very we live very close to the beach. Go to the beach. Helps you to improve your memory and your focus, as well as manage your exam time.
That is actually, that's a good tip. Thank you. Because I tend to just be like, listen, I'm going to go lie down. I'm just going to go scroll on TikTok. And then I'm like, go back to it in an hour. And then I'm like, nah.
It's 2 hours, 3 hours, 8.
So, yeah.
So, not only time your breaks, but time when you're doing your past papers, like time yourself during, like, if it's an hour, no, exams are 3 hours. If it's a 3 hour exam, make sure that you try to finish it within 2 hours or 2 hours, 30 minutes. Mm. Don't rush, but just make sure that you manage your time very well. Okay, if you get stuck, move on to easier questions.
Absolutely.
Start with what you know, end with what you don't know. But make sure you still get those marks. Come on now. And lastly, but not least, reflect and improve continuously. Do not give up because section 5 is difficult. Do that question 5 and do it very well until you understand it. Because you have time, okay? 7 days is a long time.
Yes.
Yes.
Rather sacrifice the 1 week.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that quote you said?
1 week
or 1 year. That was too good. Thank you so much for the exam study tips. And good luck to the class of 2025. We are proud of you. And yeah, man, give it your all. Give it your all, matric.
Yeah.
Matric is matric, but you know what? It gets better. It gets better
matric,
after
I
that.
Like matric was like, for me, I think matric was much easier than varsity. It's just 2 years. Because I feel like in matric, you already know what you're signing up for.
Mm.
And then varsity is like, it might throw in something from a lecture, not a lecture thingy. But you know when they bring visitors, guest lectures?
Oh, yeah.
They might throw that in and I'm like, you, I wasn't even there that day.
Yes.
So,
No, man, absolutely. But, yeah, retiring. Anyway. It's almost December.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. What are your plans? Have you started saving money or...
I actually have my goal for the year was to save more than 2,000 rand.
Okay.
And
did you hit the
I
mark?
I did it. Yeah.
Okay.
I doubled it.
Period. Okay, nah, man, I'm super proud of you. So
doubled it.
Yeah. I want to know. Okay, yeah. Are the money boxes that you opened in January filling up, or are those savings to enjoy December in coming in yet?
My problem is I don't know what I'm saving for. So I think that's one of my biggest downfalls, is that I don't really have a goal. My plan is just like, oh, you save more than 2,000 rand, you'll see what you're going to do with it.
Okay.
And I spoke to my mom, and she's like, oh, if you can save like enough money, then we'll put in a deposit for a car. And I was like,
oh,
great.
That's
good, nice.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
I hope that works out. If not, then I'm just going to clear my Shein cards.
Yeah.
And call it a year.
Call it a year. Call it a year, sprayed up.
Call it a year.
Nah. I like that. That's pretty nice. And also the fact that your mom is like, listen, this is the goal. This is, let me give you some motivation. You know, not just saving nje.
Yeah, because someone should be like, no, don't waste your money. Like, you put it away for a rainy day. And I'm like, but I don't really have rainy days.
Mm.
So.
That's literally how I started too. I was like, okay, by December, I need to have at least like something. And I mean, there's something, but like, I made sure that I had rainy days.
Yeah. I like ordering.
Yes.
So,
same. I'm the same.
Hey, please enjoy. You get a minute.
All right.
So, did you manage to save?
Enough. How's life?
No, I didn't manage to save enough.
I haven't hit my goal yet, but I do have faith that I can make it.
I think there's still time.
There is. I hope there is. Yeah. Because Better Ways looking.
And it's about time to play our game.
Yeah, boo.
Do I have a bag with you?
Yes, I always have my bag.
Oh, slay. Okay, so we're going to be doing a what's in my bag. Or, I'm going to be doing what's in my bag.
Okay. Can you guess 5 things that are in my bag right now?
Laptop. A book. Well, girls. So, a bag with, like, sanitary stuff inside.
Okay, number 4.
Lip gloss.
Number 5.
Painkillers. I know painkillers because the last time you had painkillers in your bag.
Yes, okay, yes. I do have my laptop. I don't have a book.
Did you have your laptop? Okay.
Yes.
Your phone.
No, you didn't say phone.
Okay.
You said a toiletry bag. My toiletry bag is ghetto. Like, it just has this, like, you know, in a bag is, like, some extra compartments in it.
Yeah.
So I just, like, use there one of those as my toiletry bags. I don't have, like, a formal. There's literally lotion, sanitary towel, what else? Toilet paper, a wipe. Everything is in there. But I don't have a proper bag. So I still need to invest in that for real. Yeah. That's why I need to go dip in my savings, because that's the rainy day.
Yeah,
you know? Not you saying yeah.
I mean, like, gift. No, not a rainy day, but, like, that's something you could gift yourself this December with your savings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lip gloss, yes.
Obviously.
And I forgot the last one.
What is the lip gloss?
No.
Laptop, book, bag.
Painkillers, yes. You're right about painkillers.
I know you. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let me guess what's in your bag.
My bag is actually empty today, but guess. I'll tell you what's usually in my bag.
Okay. Laptop, obviously, because you always carry your laptop with you.
Yes.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay. laptop charger.
Nope.
What?
Okay. I'm never on campus long enough to have a laptop charger.
Okay. Makes sense. A jersey.
No.
What?
You have a jersey in your bag?
Girl, yes.
It's hot.
This is P.E. Pookie.
Ow. Also, I'm never on campus long enough to need all these things. Need a jacket? Yeah.
Okay. I can't hold you. Last one. I would say money.
Always.
So we know who to rob. I'm joking.
You're never gonna find me.
Real, because you're never on campus like this.
I'm never outside, in and out. I'm just a ghost.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's cool.
Yeah. Lip gloss. I also have lip gloss.
And lip gloss.
I need to make it a habit to, like, have painkillers on campus. Because my friends are like, don't you always, like, my friend always buys Panado.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I really need to start investing in these things, like, because I don't have this.
Yeah, I'd say go to Clicks and, like, get, like, a big, like, some Napamoles or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll do that. I have them at home, just never in my bag.
Why don't you just put them in your bag? Oh, my goodness, Bunty.
Because I change bags according to, like, how I'm feeling that day. Like, Today I brought this on because my tote bag is wet.
Okay.
So I was like...
But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. This is officially the end of our episode for the Extended Cut podcast right here on Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and engage with you. Thank you so much for joining us on this ride. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, whatever it is, you name it, we're on it, and you can find us there. You can also catch me at lady_Esmeralda on Instagram. Where can we find you?
You can find me on @its_Bantley on Instagram, and I am Hope Kwaza on TikTok.
Okay, and that is it. We're signing out. Thank you so much. Ciao.
Bye, and good luck with your exams.
Yes.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madiba's Radio.
Sleep? What's that? If late night scrolling has you staring at the ceiling, try Really Calm Night, a calming combo that improves sleep quality and helps you sleep for longer to wake up feeling refreshed. No sleepless nights, just good mornings. Really Calm Night. Sleep well. Live well. Sipler. caring for life.